You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the first Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, May 22nd, 2016, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, I can't tell you how great it is to be back among you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Even though I've only been away 3 Sundays, it really feels like 30, like a month of Sundays. That's because my absence was involuntary. You know, I wasn't on vacation, that's for sure. Having major surgery, which was a new experience for me, spending 5 days in the hospital and then being pretty miserable as I recovered, increased my longing for connection and reconnection with my community, with you. So I'm very happy to be here today. Now, many of you will be pleased to know that this sermon won't last very long. Speaking still requires a good bit of effort, and I'm trying to be careful steward of my physical resources. And my dear friend Alice Rogers, who among her many professional accomplishments as a voice teacher, has urged me to let the microphone be my friend. So I'm going to try to do that. She also told me after the 8 o'clock service this morning, in which I tried to sing, that was not a good idea. And I recognize that. And so I've been humming, Alice, just like you told me to do. And so I'm in an interim period right now. This very successful surgery I've undergone has removed all the cancerous stuff from my throat and lymph system. But the docs aren't done with me yet. Beginning week after next, I'll start a 6-week course of radiation therapy. The good news is that because of this successful surgery, the radiation will be at a much lower dose level than I had, than would have been the case had I not had this surgery. And I won't need any of these very nasty chemotherapy drugs that usually accompany this kind of radiation. The not-so-good news is that beginning about the 2nd week of radiation and lasting through about 2 weeks after the treatment's completed, I'm going to be in some pretty significant discomfort, I'm told, and very, very tired. So, I'm between heavyweight fights. I feel like I've just gone 10 rounds with Sonny Liston, and you know what a punch he had. And I'm resting now, regaining my strength, so I can go 10 rounds with Muhammad Ali. And, you know, he sort of floats like a butterfly but stings like a bee. That's what I'm looking forward to. So while I'll be with you for at least 2 more Sundays and maybe even a 3rd after that, I'll be absent again probably until late July. And while I'm not looking forward to these next 8 weeks, I'm really looking forward to a full and complete recovery. And that's what seems to be in the cards. Now I've been learning, or maybe better stated, relearning, some things in these months since I received the news that I have cancer, When I first got this unwelcome news, I was shocked, I was dismayed, I was confused, and yes, I was scared. Really scared. It all seemed so weird. Slowly that feeling of chaos began to give way to a kind of surrender. You know, once the fear was being processed, I really began to experience this kind of surrender. Okay, this is what's happening. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to live in denial and fear? Or will you live positively and in hope? Those were the unspoken questions in my heart. And then my dear, sweet daughter Barbara said something very wise to me. When I called to deliver the news of my illness, she said, "Dad, there's some learning in this for you. There's some transformation here for you." Well, of course, she was on to something. So many of the great spiritual teachers will tell us that real transformation, authentic transformation, real movement towards the heart of God, comes only through great suffering or great love. And that's been my own experience, both personally and as I've observed it in so many others over the years. It's either great love or great suffering. And that's certainly what the Apostle Paul is getting at in his letter to the little community of Christians in Rome that we heard a moment ago. "Through Christ," he says, "we have obtained access to grace. And not despite our suffering, but because of our suffering. Suffering," he says, "produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Hope that does not disappoint. Because God's love has been poured into us through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Now, I, for one, will often try to avoid character-building events. After all, who likes to suffer? I mean, I remember many years ago, back in the early 80s, I found myself in one of those places where I had, Zani and I had bought a house, but we hadn't been able to sell the first house yet, and so I was carrying two mortgages. You know, back in those days when mortgage rates were in the double digits. Anybody remember that? Yeah. And I remember my father-in-law saying to me, he was just trying to be lighthearted. He said, "Lex, this will build your character." Thanks a lot. That's some character building I could have done without. But sometimes, like in the case of the cancer diagnosis, you just don't get a choice. The choice we do get, though, as I said a moment ago, is whether we respond in fear and denial and dread, or whether we respond in hope. That's a choice we can make. And if we turn to Christ, as Paul says, we will find hope. Hope in the midst of all of our suffering. Now, I want to be quick to add here that I know that many of you have greater experience than I with suffering and hope. Many of you have undergone more significant trials than the one I'm in the midst of. The courage and the hope with which I have watched you face these trials inspires me. That those of you who have undergone such great trials of your own have been so encouraging to me has been a real sign of love that is the key to hope. And that's the second key to real, authentic spiritual transformation: great love, great suffering, and great love. I have been astounded and deeply humbled by the love I've experienced from family, from friends far and near, and from this community. The love I've experienced from this St. Thomas community, from my community, has been humbling and transformative. This is a beloved community, just like the little community of friends and believers to whom John the Evangelist was writing. You know, the Gospel of John is really all about the formation of a beloved community of friends of Jesus. And in the piece we read a moment ago, we hear Jesus telling his friends that he will be leaving them and that they may very well endure suffering, but they won't be left alone. Know the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be with them, supporting them, sustaining them, transforming them. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of Jesus, they will become the beloved community. In each card, each email, each call, each visit, each bowl of soup or bowl of pudding or bowl of tapioca or smoothie I've received from you, I've received right along with it the gift of the love of Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. You've shown me and continue to show me a dimension of love that is transcendent and transformative. The love of Christ I am experiencing through you and in you is truly healing. So I've found myself moving from the chaos of fear and dread to a place of surrender to the real. And the real is where we will always meet God. And then to a place of hope, transformative hope, in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the love of his beloved community, each one of you. So forward we go together. Forward we go with each of you who may have your own trials and sufferings right now. Forward we go together in hope. So thank you. Thank each and every one of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.